Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Yud Gimel. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we finish the first parak of Maseches Menachos and begin the second parak of Maseches Menachos. We are holding at the Mishnah on daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Now, very often you have Mishnayos and Shas where the greatest chiddush that the Mishnah says is not what the Mishnah says, but what the Mishnah doesn't say. The diuk that you could make from the Mishnah. And this is just such an example. The Mishnah is going to tell us a din that if a person has a machshava during his Korban Mincha to eat a chatzi zayis of the shirayim and to be maktir a chatzi zayis of the komets, chutz lizmano, it's not going to be mefagel because haktara and achila are not going to be mitztaref with each other. The question is, what's the diuk that we could make from that Mishnah? The Gemara is going to have two possibilities what the diuk is, and therefore two possibilities of what really the great chiddush of our Mishnah is, and whether that locks in our Mishnah to a specific shita. Is our Mishnah against a previous Mishnah, all depending on what exactly we are meant to be medayik from the Mishnah. And that will take us to the end of the parak. Then the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak is going to tell us, Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, that if a person does kmitza, having in mind to be maktir, not the komets, but to be maktir the levona, chutz lizmano, the levona is burnt separately from the komets, does that make the korban pigul or not? Does that make the korban mincha pigul or not? Rabbi Yossi holds that it does not make it pigul, and the Gemara is going to work on why not? It's a machshava to do an avoda chutz l'zmano. Why wouldn't it make it pigul? So the Gemara is going to have two different possibilities. It's going to reject one possibility and settle on a second possibility. Why it is that it wouldn't make it pigul? And once we explain Rabbi Yossi, we're going to have to explain why the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yossi. And then the Gemara is going to discuss just before the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about what if a Zar does the Likut Lavona? Is that considered an Avoda that is possible? And once we're on the topic, we talk about all the parallels. We know that there are Dalet Avodos by a Zevach, Dalet Avodos by a Mincha. What parallels what and why? Meaning there's Shechita by a Zevach, there's Kabbalah, there's Halacha, there's Zrika. The only one that is an exact parallel is Halacha, that you just walk it from one place, but the others aren't an exact parallel. So what parallels what and why? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to talk about the two particular Karbanos, the Shtei Alechem, that's brought with two animals on Shavuos, and the Lechem Apanim that's brought each and every week, and it's going to discuss a Machshava of Pigul on half of it. What if you have a Machshava of Pigul on one of the Shtei Alechem, or on six of the loaves of the Lechem Apanim? It's going to be a machlokas. Yes, it's mefagel. Is it mefagel only that one, or is it mefagel both? Is it mefagel just those six, or is it mefagel all 12? So let's see, let's begin the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. So Mishnah tells us, Lechol kachatzi zayis, lahaktir kachatzi zayis, kosher she'en achil v'aktar mitzarf. A person does a kmitza on a korban mincha, having a machshava that he's going to eat a chatzi zayis of the shirayim chutz l'zmano, he's going to be maktir a chatzi zayis of the komets chutz l'zmano, it's kosher, because achila and aktar are not mitzarif with each other. Says the Gemara, okay, what's the diuk to be made from this Mishnah? No great chiddush in the Mishnah itself. What's the diuk to be made? Taima de lechol lahaktir. The whole reason that it's going to be kosher is because the machshava on the chatzizayis was for achila, and on the other chatzizayis was for haktara of the komets. And achila and haktara are two totally different things, so that's not going to be mitzarif. Halechol de lechol davar shein darko lechol. But if you had a machshava to eat a chatzizayis of what is meant to be eaten, the shirayim, and to eat another chatzizayis of what's not meant to be eaten, the komets, then mitztarif. Since both machshavos were about achila, even though half a kazayis was about the shirayim and half a kazayis was about the komets, then it's actually going to be mitztarif. Va'katani says, Gemara, but wait a second. Va'katani reisha, we learned in the reisha of the Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that a psul machshav is only when it's lechol dover shadarko lechol, lach. haktir davar shedarka lahaktir. Having a machshava to eat that which you're supposed to be maktir, to eat the comets, should have zero impact, because that's what the previous Mishnah said. Davar shedarka lechol in, shein darka lechol lo. Having a machshava to eat that which is ain darka lechol should have no impact, should not be considered machshava's psul. So therefore, the Mishnah on Yerbeza Med Aleph is so ser our Mishnah. Keep in mind again, not so ser our Mishnah, so ser the diuk we're trying to make from our Mishnah. The diuk we're trying to make from our Mishnah is lechol v'lechol is mitzdarif. And that's against what it says in the Mishnah Med Aleph. So the Gemara says, man tana. Who could be the tana of our Mishnah where we're medayek that if you have a machshava to eat a kometz lemachar, that's considered machshava psula, even though it's eating a kometz and you're not supposed to eat a kometz at all. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. It must be that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer. Da'amar mechashvin me'achilas adam la'achilas mizbeach u'me'achilas mizbeach la'achilas adam. That if a person has a machshava to eat a kometz or to be makti the shirayim, it's a machshava that passels, meaning that achilas mizbeach is also called achilas. So achilas adam and achilas mizbeach connect to each other. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah later on, Daf Yud Zayin, Mishnah says as follows: Hakomitz as a mincha lechol davar she'ein darko lechol ulahakdir davar she'ein darko lahakdir. A person does kmitz on a mincha having in mind to eat chutz l'zmano, that which is not supposed to be eaten, meaning code word komet. The komet is not supposed to be eaten, or he has in mind to be makdir that which is not supposed to be huktar, meaning the shirayim. The shirayim is supposed to be eaten. The halacha is kosher. The carbon is kosher because the machshava is only going to passel when you have a machshava for that which you're ra'oi to do. But Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Eliezer still says it's going to be pasul, that even when it's something that's in a ra'ui, the machshava is going to pasul. So our Mishnah must be following Rabbi Eliezer, because the diuk we made in our Mishnah is that having a machshava to eat the komet, chutz l'zmano, is a machshava psula. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So what do we do about the stira between our Mishnah and the previous Mishnah? Nothing. The previous Mishnah was a chachamim. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. Simple as that. Amr Abaye Afilu Temer Rabbanan. Abaye says, no, even our Mishnah could be going like the Rabbanan. The problem is, you made the wrong diuk in our Mishnah. Remember, it wasn't our Mishnah that went against the Mishnah on Amr Aleph. It was the diuk you made from our Mishnah. All our Mishnah said is that if you have a machshava to eat a chatzizayis of the shirayim and to be makdir a chatzizayis of the komets, chutzos manu, that it's not mitzdarif. It didn't tell us what is mitzdarif. Velo tema, don't make the diuk. Halechol velechol that if you had a machshava to eat a chatzizayis of shirayim and to eat a chatzizayis of the komets, that's going to be mitzarif. No, that would never be mitzarif. Eating a chatzizayis of the komets, that's not a machshava at all. Ele'ema halechol v'lechol davar shedarko lechol. They have a machshava to eat a chatzizayis of the shirayim and another chatzizayis of the shirayim. Well, isn't that just having a machshava to eat a chatzizayis of the shirayim? No, it means you're having a machshava to eat a chatzizayis of the shirayim chutz l'zmano and another chatzizayis of the shirayim chutz l'makomo. So as we said, pigel is just pasul plus, right? So it's going to be mitzdarif to make the korban pasul because you had a machshava on a full kezayis, on an achila of a full kezayis of the shirayim b'derech apasul. Umay kamashmalan, what's the chiddush then of our Mishnah? Is the chiddush really that diuk that you just made, that a chatzizayis having a machshava of eating a chatzizayis of shirayim chutz l'zmano and eating a chatzizayis of shirayim chutz l'mekomo, that's mitzdarif to make it pasul? Habahedya katanila. That's already mefurash in an earlier Mishnah. Lechol kachatzizayis b'chutz lechol kazayis b'chutz ukazayis l'machar kazayis l'machar kazayis b'chutz kachatzizayis b'chutz ukachatzizayis l'machar kachatzizayis l'machar ukachatzizayis b'chutz pasul the inbokares, that will pasul the karban, that we are mitzdarif a machshava of a chatzizayis of chutzl zmano together with a chatzizayis of chutzl mekomo. So of course that's going to be pasul the inbokares. That can't be the chiddush of our Mishnah. Hasulamli, why does our Mishnah have to tell me the same thing? If you're being medayik from our Mishnah that it's dafka achila and haktara that are not mitzdarif, but having a machshava machshava of achila chatzizayis shirayim and achila of chatzizayis of komets, like we originally suggested, that that's mistarif, that you could even be mistarif for having a machshava of achila of chatzizayis of komets, which you're not supposed to eat at all. Well, mereisha shavim mina, we already learned from the reisha that that's not true, meaning that diuk led us to trouble because we had a stira between your base and alv, your base and base. I'm reading according to the gears. I mean, Tosaf, you look at the bottom of Tosos on your base and base. Tosos writes, Mikan ve'il chsuv b'sfarim b'shibush v'tzorach lagia kan kamo shi chsuv b'sof perikvez zvachim. That there's a lot of girsa problems over here, so we're sticking with a particular girsa. But it's a hard read. The truth is, it's a difficult read. I mean, normally when you would say me'resha shabbat mina, you would it means I already know this from the resha. Over here, you have to read me'resha shabbat mina is the resha is against this, meaning it's a stira from the resha. Unusual. But what's the chiddush though? What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? And if the chiddush of our Mishnah is to tell me simply that if you have a machshava and a chatzizayis of eating a chatzizayis of shirayim chutzlasmano and a machshava of being maktir a chatzizayis of the komets chutzlasmano, that they're not mitzaref, meaning if you want to tell me that the chiddush of our Mishnah is not any diuk you're going to make from our Mishnah, but just the straight halacha that it says in the Mishnah, that an achila and haktara are not mitzarif with each other, well, midiyuka deresha shamina. We already know that an achila and a machshava are not mitzarif with each other, not from anything that was said explicitly, but from a diuk that we were able to be medayik from the resha. Tahashto malechol velechol, dover shein darko lechol, amit lo mitzarif. If the resha says, having a machshava of achilas chatzi zayis of shirayim, and achilas chatzi zayis of komets is not mitzarif. Why? Because the achil of chatzizayis of komets is not the derech, but still it's two achilos and it's not mitzarif. Lech lahakter mi bayi. Do you need to tell me having a machshava of a chatzizayis of achila and a chatzizayis of aktara that that's not mitzarif? Of course that's not going to be mitzarif. Even having two machshavas of achila on the shirayim and on the komets respectively are not going to be mitzarif. Says Gemara, that's a bad diuk. Meaning, maybe the chiddush in the earlier Mishnah was that yes, two achilos are not mitzarif, an achila on shirayim and an achila on komets are not mitzarif, but a machshava on achila of shirayim and haktara of komets, maybe I would think would be mitzarif. Why? In lech lahakter itzrichlei, it's still a great chiddush to tell me that I cannot be mitzarif a machshava of achilas chatzizayis shirayim and haktaras chatzizayis komets, because salkatay tchamina hasam hudelo ki orche kamachashev. I would say, you know why in the resha you can't be mitzarif an achila of a chatzizayis of shirayim with an achila of chatzizayis of komets, because you're not supposed to eat the komets. So an achila of chatzizayis of komets is lav ki orche. That's not a valid machshava. That machshava is not going to be an impactful machshava. Aval hacha de b'hai ki orche kamachashev u b'hai ki orche kamachashev. But over here, what are we doing? You're having a machshava to eat shirayim to be maktir komets. That's exactly what you're supposed to do with those things. So having a machshava to do those things, I would think can be mitzarif. So come ashmalan. That's why we need our Mishnah to tell me that it's not mitzarif. So the diuk we're supposed to make from our Mishnah is that if you have a machshava to eat a chatzizayis and to be is not about the diuk, but rather the straight halacha to eat a chatzizayis and to be maktir chatzizayis of the komets together, that's not going to be mitzarif with each other, even though you would have imagined that it would be mitzarif, because your machshava is to do the right things on each part of the korban at the wrong time. So you would think that that's a classic machsheves pigel. Now we keep talking about chatzizayis, so it's a lot of the achronim get into the subject of chatzishir based on our sugya. So obviously this is not the primary sugya of chatzishir. The primary sugya of chatzishir is the sugya Maseches Yuma and Daif Ayin Dalid Machlokes Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, whether chatzishir is asa min haTorah or asa midrabanan, right? right? We pass in Chatzi Shir Zasar Minatora. I was talking to someone about fasting Yom Kippur, so they were saying, okay, so we'll have Pachas Pachas Mikshir, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. It's Pachas Pachas Mikshir is Asar Minatora. You know, Chayv Kares for it, but it's also, we try to stay away from things even that are Asar Midrabanan, but there's certainly things that are Asar, that are Asar Minatora. So the Machlokas in Yuma, Tafayin Dal. So the Gemara says, why would Chatzi Shir be Asar Min HaTorah? So first the Gemara gives a svara, because it's chazi litztarufe. Yeah, you're eating chatzi shir, but it's very easy for a chatzi shir to turn into a shir shalim. And the Gemara over there asks on Reish Lakish from a brisa that says kol chelev, and we darshan kol to include chatzi shir. You know, the Torah says now that he kol chelev, so kol even includes a chatzi shir. So the Gemara seems to imply that that's the basis of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's a pasuk, that it's not just a svara chazil sarufei, but that it's a pasuk, that the word kol means kol duhu. It's always an interesting question: does the word kol mean only everything, or does it mean anything, that even a kol duhu, even in anything? Okay, but the Prima Gadim writes that the real reason of the Isra Chatzi Shir Min HaTorah is because Chazil Itztarufei. Like the Gemara said originally, what about the Pasuk? That's the reason for the Isser. The Pasuk is also the base for the Isser, but the reason for the Isser is Chazil Itztarufei. The Buda writes similar. He says, therefore, if a person eats a chatzi shir chametz at the very last moment of Pesach, where there's not even enough time left to eat a full shir of chametz, he's not going to be chayiv. Right, I mean, it's not going to be Asar Min HaTorah. It's not going to be Asar Min HaTorah. Why? Because it's not Chazil Litzarufei. It can't turn into a Shir Shalim. Because if he were to try to eat a Shir Shalim, Pesach would be over. Or Yom Kippur. He eats a Chatzi Shir at the very end of Yom Kippur, to the point where there's not even enough time to eat another Chatzi Shir, Mutar Min HaTorah. Not everyone agrees to this. Other Achronim assume that no, once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Chatzi Shir Asar Min HaTorah based on a Pasuk, Kol Chelev, I don't care what your svara is. Lo Darshin in time of the Kra, we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, the svara doesn't matter. And eating Chatzi Shir at any point is going to be an Isser Min HaTorah. So why do I mention this? There's a fascinating tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak, Chelvav Simin Unchas, where he comes up with an Eitza from the author of Chemda Shlomo for a Chola who has to eat on Yom Kippur to have a heter according to one day to eat a Chatzi Shir. Meaning, based on the following, there's a Yesh Misha Omer that the Ran in Masechta Shavuos quotes, that even though by all Yisurim, Chatzi Shir Asar Min HaTorah, if a person takes a Shavua to eat something, Pachos Mikazayis is going to be Heter Gamer. It's only going to be, only a full Shir is included in that Shavua. And it's not like other Yisurim in the Torah, because a Shavua is an Isser that's Bamei Atzmo. You're the one that's creating the Isser, and you're only intending to Asar a Kazayis, because that's the definition of Achila. So he says, once we know the Klal, that the Rambam formula, I mean, it's a Gemara, but the Rambam passes Machalos Asuras, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So you have an Eitza for someone who has to eat a Chatzi Shir in Yom Kippur. He says, Charifus. He says, a person could take a Shavua in advance that he's not going to eat. Let's say from an hour before Yom Kippur till an hour after Yom Kippur, something like that. He's going to take a Shavua in advance. So the Shavua is going to include only that which is a Kezayis, and it's not going to include that which is a full Shir, and it's not going to include anything less than the Shir. And then he's going to be allowed to eat Min HaTorah Chatzi Shir in Yom Kippur. Why? Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. There's already an Isser on all the food for him, Mitoras Shavua, because he took the Shavua. And so therefore the Isser Yom Kippur can't be Chal. So as long as he eats a Chatzi Shir, he's not going to be in violation of the Shavua, and he will have avoided a violation of Yom HaKippurim. So that's right. But he says it only works if you assume like the Prima Gadim and the Nadav Yehuda that the Isser Chatzi Shir is because of Chazil Tzarufei, and when it's not Chazil Tzarufei, there's no Isser. But if you say that the Isser of Chatzi Shir is an Isser B'fnei Atzmo, that's learned from the Pasuk, then it would turn out that the Shavua is not going to be Chal, then it would turn out that granted the Shavua is not Chal, and the Isser Yisra Chatzis Shir, but it will be Chal on the Yisra Yom Kippur, meaning the Chatzis Shir will still be Yisra Yom Kippur. But if you say the whole Svar is just about Chazil Tarufei, then maybe it would not be Chal on the Chatzis Shir of Yom Kippur. Okay, so that's the Ha'ara of the Minchas Yitzchak. So let's see a new parak now. Now we're beginning the second parak of Maseches Menachos. So we're going to talk about Machsheves Pigel by Menachos, by Zvachim, which Avodos created Machsheves Pigel, says the Mishnah. Hakometzas HaMincha, also an oddly formulated Mishnah, because the ratio of the Mishnah assumes you've already seen the Sefer of the Mishnah. It's somewhat unusual. Hakometzas HaMincha Lechal Shireha Olahaktir Kumtza Lamachar. Person does a kmitza on the Karban Mincha, having in mind to eat the shirayim or to be makdir the kometz chutz l'zmano, meaning textbook pigul. Says Gemara, moder Rabbi Yossi b'zeh shu pigul v'chayev nolav kares. Even Rabbi Yossi's moder that's pigul v'chayev kares. Rabbi Yossi, who's Rabbi Yossi? Why would anyone say it's not pigul? You don't really understand why the Mishnah would just say pigul. It's pigul, right? That's the textbook case of pigul. But why do we mention Rabbi Yossi? Because Rabbi Yossi disagrees in the seifa. Let's say you do your kmitza having in mind not to be makter the komet liachutzasmano, but to be makter the levona lemachar. Then Rabbi Yossi Omer Pasul the ain bo kares vechamram pigul vechayev nolav kares. Rabbi Yossi says it will not be pigul. Amru lo mashin zemin azevach. So the Chum challenged Rabbi Yossi. Why should this be any different than the rules by a zevach by an animal carbon? What are the rules by an animal carbon? What would be the parallel to the haktaras lavona in the world of animal karbanos? The haktaras emurim. So when you sheft a zevach, having in mind to do the haktaras emurim chutz l'zmano, that's pigul. So why, when you do a kmitza and a mincha, having in mind to do the haktaras halavona chutz l'zmano, why would that not be pigul? Amar lahan, so Rabbi says, whoa, the emurim and the lavona have nothing to do with each other. Shazevach damo ubisaro ve'emur of echad. By a zevach, it's all from the same animal. It was created as a single unit. And therefore, machshava b'shas, one avoda on another avoda about the same animal is going to be impactful. It's going to make it pigul. Levona ina min amincha, but levona is not really a chelek of the carbon mincha. So Gemara is going to explain exactly what he means by that. Meaning, what there's no natural body of a carbon mincha. A carbon mincha is the flour, the shemen, the levona. So what does he mean by that exactly? That the levona is not a carbon mincha? But this is the distinction he draws. Now, what's interesting is the Gemara is going to now get involved in an entire discussion about what the Svara for Rabbi Yossi is. That's interesting because we already had the discussion in the Mishnah. The Chum challenged Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi. So whatever we're going to explain is the Svara for Rabbi Yossi is going to have to fit his words, is going to have to fit what he says in the Mishnah. So now, the Mishnah again had said, you do the kmitza al manas to eat the shirayim, or to be makta the komets, chutz l'zmano. Everyone agrees that's pigul. That was the ratio of the Mishnah. So lamin the Mishnah, mod Rabbi Yossi b'zu. Why do you have to tell me that Rabbi Yossi's moda in textbook pigul, that it's actually pigul? So no, it's mishum de kabay le misna seifa. It's all a way of setting up what Rabbi Yossi shita is in the seifa, because the seifa goes on to say lahakti levonasa lemachar, that if you're having a machshav at the time of the kmitza to do the haktaras halavona chutz l'zmano, that Rabbi Yossi amar pasul vein bo kares. Rabbi Yossi says it's only pasul, it's not pigul. There's no chiv kares. So mahu detame. You might have thought if you only had the seifa, the Mishnah, so we naturally would have thought time with Rabbi Yossi Mishum Deksavra in Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir, that the reason Rabbi Yossi holds it's not pigul in the Sefer when you have a machshav about the Levona is because you cannot have pigul when your machshavah's pigul is only on half of a matir, and the Levona is only half of a matir. What does that mean, it's only half of a matir? You're not allowed to eat the shirayim until you're maktir both the komets and the Levona. So having machshava being makter the Levona chutz l'zmano is only half of what's going to allow you to eat the shirayim. So that would not be mefagel. But if that were Rabbi Yossi's svara, then if you had a machshava to be maktir the komets chutzlis mano without a machshava on the levana, that's also only half a matir, because what's matir the shirayim is both the komets and the levona. So you might have thought, if you only saw the seifa, that Rabbi Yossi would hold that when you do a kmitza al menas to be maktir the komets chutzlis mano, that's not pigul either. So I feel the reisha nami. Therefore, even the case of the reisha where you have in mind to be maktir the komets chutzlis mano. So kamash mlon debahamoda. That's why the Mishnah has to start off with a very clear statement that even Rabbi Yossi is moda, that when you do the kmitza, having in mind to be maktir the komets chutzlis mano, that for sure is going to be pigul. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that that's pigul, which means that the reason for Rabbi Yossi in the Seifa is not about a chatzi matir. He holds that that you can be mefagel with a chatzi matir. So what then is the svara for Rabbi Yossi? That's what the Gemara says next. Lahakti levanos lemacha, Rabbi Yossi omer pasul vein bokaris. If your machshavi is to be maktir the levona chutzlis mano, then it's not pigul, it's only pasul. There's not going to be a chiv karis. Amr Reish Lakish, Omer Hayy Rabbi Yossi, Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir. That Rabbi Yossi used to say, Rashi explains that it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yossi used to always say this, because we don't find that he ever said this anywhere else. It means this is his logic. It's just an expression. Omer Hayy, right? Normally it's, you know, when you, it sounds like when you say, oh, he used to say makes it sound like he used to say all the time, right? No, it means this was his svara. This is what was behind what he said. That ein matir mefagel es hamatir. That a machshava at the time of an avodas hamatir is not going to be able to be mefagel when you have a machshava to do another avodas matir chutzlis mano. So if at the time of the kmitzas hakometz you have machshavas pigel on the haktaras halavona, that's not pigel. Why? Because the levona is a different matir. The shirayim only become mutar b'achila when you burn both the kometz and the Lavona. So you're doing an avoda on one of the matirim, on the kmitza, by taking the komets, having a machshava about another matir, about the Lavona. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds is not going to create pigul. That ein matir mefagelas a matir, machshava about one matir during a different matir is not going to create pigul. And it therefore follows that by the lechem apanim, you need to be machshava both bezichei levona in order to be matzi the lechem apanim for kohanim to eat, right? So if you have a machsheves pigel during burning of the one of the vezichei levona, one of the spoons of levona, then it's not about the other one, then it's not going to be mefagel. So I burn one of the vezichei levona, having in mind that I'm going to be makti the other one of the vezichei levona chutzlis mano, it's not going to be mefagel the lechem apanim, because ein matir mefagel asamatir. My vechenata omer, isn't that extension that we just said pashut? What are we adding when we say, oh, and therefore it follows by the Shnei Vezichei Levona? Of course it follows. It's one matir about another matir. No, Mal Detema, time Rabbi Yossi B'Levona, Mishum Dalav Mina D'Minchahi. I might have thought that the reason Rabbi Yossi holds that matir is not Mefagel's matir is only by Levona, where it's not the part of the Mincha. The Levona is not part of the Min of the Mincha. The Mincha is really soulless. This is Levona. This is separate from the Mincha. Avul B'Shnei Vezichei Levona D'Mini Da'adadi Ninhu. But by the Shnei Vezichei Levona, we're both matirs are the same thing. They're both Lavona, Ema Mefagli Adadi. I might think they're more connected with each other, and they could be Mefagli each other. Meaning in our Mishnah, we're talking about while you're taking the Kemitza, which is the Solas, you're having Machshava about Haktaris Lavona, which is something else. That's where Rabbi Yossi says one matir is not going to be Mefagel, another matir. But by I might have thought that by Shnei Bezichei Lavona, I'm burning one of the Bezichei Lavona, having Machshava about the other one of the Bezichei Lavona, that will have the ability to be mefagel. Kamash Milan, that's why he tells him, no, even by Shnei Bezichei Levona, ein matir mefagel as ha matir. Says Gemara, umimot samar tamid Rabbi Yossi b'levona lav mishum delav mina d'milchi. Wait a second. Is there any possibility to say that the svara for Rabbi Yossi is not about the idea that Levona is not part of the Karban Milcha? This is what I pointed out before. Remember, whatever svara you got to give for Rabbi Yossi, it has to fit Rabbi Yossi's words in the Mishnah. And when the Chachamim challenged Rabbi Yossi. Why is this any different than Aktaras Emurim? So what did Rabbi Yossi say? Because Emurim are part of the carbon. Levona is separate from. Levona is not part of the carbon. Valkatani Seifa. Amrulo. The Chum challenged Rabbi Yossi. Mashinsa. Minazevach. Why is this any different than a Zevach? That during the Avodah Sadam, you have a Machshava about Aktaras Emurim Chutzazmano, that it's going to be Pigal. Amr Lahan. Zevach Tamav Savre Murvechad. No, by Zevach, it's all one carbon. Levona ain't a mina milcha, but Levona is not part of the carbon milcha. The milcha is really soulless. This is Levona. So what do you see? That the real svar of Rabbi Yossi is not because ain't matir mefagalas a matir. It's because a machshava doesn't work for something that's not the same min. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi should really hold by the shnei bezicha Levona that it does have the ability to be mefagel. That if I have a machshava on one of the bezicha Levona about the other bezicha Levona to be machshava chutzazmano, that it should be mefagel because it is the same min. So Gemara says, really, the svar of Rabbi Yossi is ein matir mefagel es hamatir, even if they are the same min, and therefore, but even by the shnei v'zichel levona, it's not going to be mefagel. My eina mina mincha. When he says in our Mishnah that the levona is not part of the mincha, eina beikuv mincha, he means to say it's not like the shirayim as far as being ma'akev the mincha. De lav kihechi de ma'akev lu komitz l'shirayim, that the levona is not like the shirayim, that the komitz is ma'akev it. The kama de lav neskater komitz lo mesachli shirayim. You see, in order to eat the shirayim, you must be makter the komitz. The komitz is critical for the shirayim. So achinami, and similarly, the aktaras komitz is ma'akev levona. That so long as you don't burn the komitz, you can't be makter levona. If we would say that, then a machsheves pigel on the levona while you're working with the komitz would actually work. Would be mefagel because it's pigel on the matir itself. But that's not true. The levona is not like the shirayim. The aktaras hakomitz is not necessary in order to be makter the levona. Meaning, if you want to eat the shirayim, you definitely have to check off the box of being makter the komets first. If I want to be makter the levona, is it necessary to be makter the komets first? Not so. Eli ibayi hay makter bereisha, ibayi hay makter bereisha. You have a job, you have to be makter both the levona and the komets. What order you do it in? Whatever you want. So therefore, they're considered two totally separate matirim. You see, by the zevach, the dam is matir, not only the basar la'achila, the dam is matir you to be makter the is matir you to be makter the emurim. You're not allowed to be makter the emurim until you zorik the dam. So that's the difference that Rabbi Yossi is pointing out in our Mishnah between a zevach and a mincha. You're right. If I do an avodah sadam, having in mind that I'm going to be makter the emurim chutzas mano, it's going to be mefagdal. You know why? Because without the avodah sadam, I can't be makter the emurim. But in a korban mincha, I do the commit. Having in mind that I'm going to be makter the levona chutzas mano, not going to be mefagel, because even without the haktaras hakmitza, I'm still able to be makter to be makter the levona. V'rabbanan. Who are moda that ain't matir mefaglas a matir? They'll say ki amrin ain't matir mefaglas a matir. I agree to the principle, but when is that true that ain't matir mefaglas a matir? That's if they haven't all been placed in a single kli shareis. Like let's say you have what would be another example where you have two matirim, the shnei kivsei atzeres, two different animals that are kavan shlamim that are brought together with shtei alechem on shvuis. So the hakrava of the kivsei atzeres is matir the shtei alechem, allows the shtei alechem to be eaten by kohanim. So a machshava while you're working on one keves about an avoda of the second keves is not going to be mefagel. Why? Because those are two matirim that were never together. They were never in a single kli. Aval heicha dikvu b'chad mana. The rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yossi are going to say, but when all the matirim were gathered together in a single kli shareis, like the komets and the levona were, then kichad dami. Then they're considered to be a single matir and a machshava about one of them during the other, about the levona during the kmitza, is going to be mefagel. So that ultimately is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, that everyone agrees, ein matir, mefagel is a matir. The question is, what do we consider a single matir, and what do we consider two separate matirim? Rabbi Yossi is willing to consider the kmitza and the lavona as two separate matirim. The Chacham say, no, they were all in the same kli, so they're all the same matir. You know what two separate matirim would be? The shnei kivsei atzeres, two separate animals that are both matir, the shtei alechem. Good. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yanei. Legal levona bizar apostle. Now it gets a little easier until the Mishnah. Legal levona of a zar, if a zar does the legal levona, a non-kohen picks the levona off of the shirayim in order to be makter it, that's kosher. Why is he picking levona up? Because the way the carbon mincha works is you put the solas and the shemen and levona in a kli, and then before you do the kmitza, you move all the levona over to one side because you're not allowed to take any levona in your kmitza. So you move it all over to one side, take the kmitza, put the kmitza in another kli sharis, and you're going to burn that. But there's still levona that you got to pick out in order to burn levona also. So let's say a zar does that picking of the levona. So that's going to be kosher. My time, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mishum Halacha Naguba. That it's that it's possible if a zar does it. Why? Because it's an avoda. It's an avoda of halacha. Lika levona is considered the beginning of halacha. Really? How? In what way? We consider moving something without actually walking it to be a violation, to be considered an avod of halacha, and halacha bizar, halacha bizar, psula. A halacha cannot be done by a zar. Once we mention this idea that there's an avodah called halacha by the Kabar Mincha, Samar of Mari, Afana Namitanina. We have a Mishnah that says that there's a similar idea about Likud Levona, that Likud Levona is in fact an avodah. Because the Mishnah in Yud Beis Amud Aleph was talking about pigle of a carbon mincha. So it identified the dalet avodos for us. And it said, Zaklal, kalakomets, vinosin bekli, vahamolich, vahamaktir. Those are the dalet avodos. Komets, putting the kmitz into the kli, being molich the komets, being maktir the komets. So let's figure out what each one parallels in the world of Zevach, right? Bishlam a komets, hainu shochet. Komets is an exact parallel to shchita in the world of Zevach. Just like by shchita, you're mafrish the chelik of ova, which is the dam, from the chelik hakohanim, which is the basar. So too by kmitza, you're mafrish the komets, which is the gavoa, from the shirayim, which is the kohanim. So it's a beautiful parallel. Molich nami, hainu molich. You know what's even a better parallel? Molich of the dam and molich of the kmitza that you're carrying from one place to the other. Perfect parallel. Maktir, hainu zorek. Being maktir the komets on the mizbeach is exactly like being zorek the dam on the mizbeach. Ella, no sin bakli, my ka'avid. Why is putting the shirayim in the kli, in what way does that parallel anything you do by a zevach? You never put anything, you never pick something up and put anything in a kli by a zevach. So, my ka'avid, ile mishum tadami le kabbalah, what, you're going to tell me, oh, it's just like kabbalah, when you catch the dam in a kli? Mi dami, that's not at all the same thing. Hasa memela, when you catch the dam in the kli, it happens on its own, the dam lands in the kli. Hacha kashakil varami, over here you're picking up the kmitz and you're putting it in the kli. So says Gemara, what you have to say is the following svara, and we're going to apply this svara to Likud Levona as well. What you have to say is anything that's critical to the process of the carbon, that the carbon cannot happen without it, has to be an avoda, and so you got to come up with some avoda that it's going to parallel. So putting the kmitza in a kli is necessary for every carbon mincha. Mimela, it's an avoda, and therefore we have to say it's just like Kabbalah, even though it's not just like Kabbalah, because it's necessary. So is it possible to do a carbon mincha without likul levona? It's impossible. So hachanami, kivin delo sagi delo avoda, so by likul levona as well. Since you can't do a carbon mincha, you can't be makta the levona without being malakate the levona, it's an avod chashuva, and therefore it doesn't look like halacha, but we have to put it in the category of halacha, because once it's an avod chashuva, it has to be considered as an avoda. Says Gemara, lo, you can't learn likut lavona from nesina bakli. The olam dami lekabbalah, because you know why? Nesina lekli is exactly like kabbalah. Meaning, what was our whole basis of the svar we were just saying? That nesina bakli is not like Kabbalah at all. But you know why Nesina B'Kli is an Avodah? Because it's so important, it's got to be an Avodah. Ah, Memela, the same is true by Likut Levona. Says Mar, this as far as wrong. Nesina B'Kli is exactly like Kabbalah. I, Kokashala, Chasim Mela, Hacha, Kashakal Varami. You can tell me, no, it's not like Kabbalah at all, because Nesina B'Kli, you're picking it up and you're putting it there. But Kabbalah, you're just catching. Michti, Tarvayu, Kedushas Klihu. They both involve a Kli being Makadish, the contents of the Kli. How much more parallel can you get? So, Mali, Memela, Mali, Kashakal Varami. What difference does it make whether it happens on its own or whether you have to do it via Dayim? There's no reason to be Mechalek. And therefore, Nesina B'Kli is considered, is able to be Mefagel because it's part of Kabbalah. But you can't derive from there what the halacha would be by Likut Levona, that Likut Levona is necessarily an Avoda because it's not at all similar to halacha. So that's what that's what the Gemara says, that you can't assume that Likut Levona is necessarily an Avoda. Let's maybe just see the Mishnah. It's a quick Mishnah. Shachat shnei kvasim lechel achas minachalos lemachar. Let's say you shech the two kvasim, the kifse atzeres and shavuos, having in mind that you can eat one of the shtei alechem chutz lezmano, or hiktir shnei vazichin, you're makdir the two bezichin levona that come together with the lechem apanim, lechel echod min asdarim lemachar. Having in mind that you can eat half of the lechem apanim lemachar, the chutz lezmano. Rabbi Yossi Yomar Osa Chalav Osa Seder Shkishav Lav Pigul Vechevin Lav Karis Vasheni Pasal Vein Bakaris. You've only been mefagel what you had the makshava about. Those six lechem apanim is not the others. Vechamim Zevzev Pigul Vechevin Lav Karis. The Chamim say, no, all of it is pigul and your chai of karis. It's interesting, we say, what's your makshava about the lechem apanim? To eat echad min asdarim lemachar. Makes it sound like that's when you're not allowed to eat it. But you're allowed to eat it liyom v'layla. You're allowed to eat it that day, that night. Many Rishonim assume that no, even though a regular korban mincha could be eaten that day, that night, lechem apanim has to be eaten dafka on that day on Shabbos itself. It's in one of the zmiros on Shabbos where we seem to say this way. On one of the zmiros on Shabbos afternoon, so we say the Eben Ezra wrote a zemer, right? The Eben Ezra wrote the zemer ki yashmer Shabbos. So what does it say? That bo laruch lechem apanim befanav. Al kainlis anos bo al pi nevona vasar levad miyom kipuri avoni, that we're not allowed to fast on Shabbos because of lechem apanim. Because every Shabbos you have to eat lechem apanim. That's why the Chum never could make a gzera fasting on Shabbos. But if you say that you're allowed to eat lechem apanim matzai Shabbos, then that wouldn't be true. So you see that it's such a daya. Okay, we'll stop.